The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yitzchak Grossman, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Kivamas Daf Kuf Yud Zayin. The Mishnah says, Hakol Nemanin Lahaida. Anyone can testify on behalf of an aguna that her husband is dead to allow her to remarry, even at Echad, one solitary witness, even a woman, chutz, except for the following five people, all women. The famous Chamesh Nashim, Mechamosa, the woman's mother-in-law, Bas Chamosa, her mother-in-law's daughter, Tarasa, her co-wife, her rival, Viavimta, the wife of the brother of her husband, who may at some point be her rival, Ubas Baila, and the daughter of her husband. All these women, for various reasons, there exists a presumption of mutual hatred. Gemara gives different reasons why they hate each other, and therefore they are suspected of giving false testimony in order to trick her into remarrying, and then, when her husband returns, she will have to be teitzi mizeh umizeh, she'll have committed adultery, she'll have all kinds of penalties, she can destroy her life by tricking her into remarrying, and we suspect her hatred of being so deep that she may want to cause her to do that. The Gemara on Kuf Yud Ches says, this goes so far that even if the tzara who is testifies remarries herself also, and she herself will be mekulkeles, her life will be destroyed if the husband returns. Still, we say maybe she's lying, maybe her enmity toward her tzara is so deep, it's worth it for her to destroy her own life if she can take down her tzara with it. Now, this din is composed, possibly at least, of two elements. A, the corrosive power of hatred, and B, potentially the fact that as women, these are unreliable witnesses. Now, in the follow-up share on Daf Kuf Yud Ches, we'll discuss the general question of the corrosive power of hatred. What is the halacha of a sone in general, someone who hates somebody else in the context of aguna, hatred other than the Chamesh Nashim? In this lecture, we'll discuss the question of the unreliability of women, Nashim Dayt and Kalas. As a disclaimer, I'm just going to note that nothing I say here should be construed as representing my own opinions, my own misogynistic opinions on women. I am simply reporting what the post can say on this topic of Nashim Dayt and Kalas, of the implications for their trustworthiness in Eidus Aguna, in Eidus in general, in other contexts. So, what is the halacha of the Chamesh Nashim, the equivalent of men? Instead of Chamosa, mother-in-law, what about Chamiya, her father-in-law? Does he have the same din as the Chamesh Nashim or not? Or the equivalent man for all the various of the Chamesh Nashim where we can have an equivalent of a man? So the consensus of most, almost all poskim is that Chamesh Nashim, only women are not namanas, men are okay. This is the opinion of the Shulta Gibarim, B'Shem the Riaz, B'Shem his grandfather, the Marit, Chalt V'Chokik and the Beishmuel. Again, almost all poskim rule the Chamesh Nashim are limited to women. There is an opinion of Rav Yaakov Emdin, who is nota lahachmer, to say that that men also, at least in some of the cases, men won't be neman either. Because why not? He says the same svar applies. If women are not nemanos because they hate each other, so if men hate women in these contexts too, the same thing should apply. But even he is only saying it as a sniff lahachmer, and the consensus of poskim is that it's limited to nashim. The question is why. So some poskim simply say that men don't have the same level of hatred. Certainly the example of Tzara, that's something specific to women. Even some of the other of the Chamesh Nashim, based on the Svaras the Gemara gives, some poskim argue that the Svaras are specific to women and don't apply to men. Yaakov Emdin says he doesn't understand why. He thinks at least some of the Svaras do apply to men. But in general, many poskim who are Mekel do so because they don't think that the Svaras apply to men. There is, however, another shita, that is the Karban Eidah on the Yushalmi. The Yushalmi has the language, lo asu zecharim kenikevas, men are different from women. And the Karban Eidah explains as follows, even though we pass in like Rabbi Yehuda that a sone, someone who hates somebody else, is kasher lahad, we pass in a sone is pasul adin. Din requires judgment. And the hatred, the emotional antipathy toward one of the litigants will cloud the dayan's judgment. Eidus does not require judgment. Eidus is simply reporting the facts. So the only reason a sone would be possible, the Tanakama, the Chachamim say that a sone is possible because they might say sheker, but Yehuda says no. So next to Yisrael al-Kach, a sone would not lie, a Jew, Becheskes Kashrith, would not lie. So as long as it's not a question of judgment, as long as it's mere Eidus, a sone is kosher. But that's only normal Eidus. Normal Eidus, only men are kosher anyway. Men who are not Dayt and Kalas, men have integrity, and therefore men won't lie, even if they're sonim. Masha Ein Kein, anytime a woman testifies, for example, Aguna, where we allow women to testify, women, because of Daitan Kalas, women cannot be trusted if they hate each other. An ordinary woman, even though she's Daitan Kalas, won't lie. But the tziruf of Daitan Kalas with hatred, that's a toxic mixture that causes us to be concerned that maybe she is lying. Now, there's a monumental work on Ksuva by Rabbi Yochai and Bar Shalom, 8-volume work, Mishpat Ksuva. He strenuously objects, says there's no such thing, the Torah has a very high opinion of women. We don't say Daitan Kalas, at least with regard to Nemanos, the woman is just as trusted as a man. We find the Torah, the whole Bayit HaYehudi relies on that. She's trusted for Taras Mishpacha, for Kashrus, for Chalev. A woman is trusted in general, even in certain cases in Chashan Mishpa, where normally we say we need men. In certain cases where men are not available, Chazal did allow women to testify. So you see, they felt women were reliable. So why, in general, can't a woman be an aid? So there's a concept. The Torah says, Shnei Anashim, Anashim v'lo Nashim. Women can testify. So there's a concept, just like a Katan, just like a Karov. A Karov cannot testify Bein L'schus, Bein L'chova. Even L'chova he can't testify. It's just Xeris HaKasim. So too women. In a footnote, he says many times he's been asked, what's Pshan of the Xeris HaKasim? Talmei HaMitzvahs, how do we understand? Why did the Torah make such a rule? He says, we don't really know, it's Xeris HaKasim. Perhaps, he says, the Pshan is not because Dax and Kalasim they lie, not because they're incapable of being precise. The reason is because Aedis, the Torah wants just the facts, no interpretation. So when it comes to women, he says, women, because of their being Yisera, women always add their interpretation, their view of what the facts mean. They're incapable of separating the actual dry facts, tir ha'uvdos ha'yaveshus, from their view, how they understand the facts. And even though that might be a good thing in general, that's not what we want for Aedis. Aedis, we need simply the facts. Women are not really capable of... We can't rely on them to separate the cold, dry facts from how they view these facts. I actually heard a lecture from Rabbi Bar Shalom once, where he also strenuously insisted that it's not possible to say that Daitan Kalas means that they're not trustworthy. All these rayas, the Torah trusts them for Nida, for Kashrus. He says, you find some people say it, but it has no real makar, he said, and he completely out of hand rejected the possibility that Daitan Kalas means that they're not nemanis. The truth is, we've seen the Karban Eida, who understands Yerushalmi, who understands our din of the Chamesh Nashim to be based on Daitan Kalas. And it's not just the Karban Eida. We find a number of opinions in the Rishonim, even Midrashim, that explicitly say that the reason women are not Nemanas is because of Daitan Kalas. We have the Sefer HaChinuch. The Chinuch says that the mitzvah of Eidus only applies to men, not women. Why? She'ein HaNashim B'taras Eidus, women don't give testimony, L'Kalas Daitan. Because of Kalas Hadas. Actually, it turns out this is a Medrash. In the Yalkut Shimoni, the Torah says, in Parshas Vayera, it says that when the Malachim told the good news to Sarah, to Avram and Sarah, they would have a child, it says, Vatachache Sarah Bekirba. Sarah lied and said, can't be. So the Medrash says, the Yalkut says, Vatachache Sarah Lemar, Mikan Shanashim Psulos Leidus. Here we see, this is why women are Psulos Leidus. In the Aruch brings this medrash, the entry of Nashim. Actually, this is the only entry for Nashim. Often he has several entries for a word. He has one single solitary entry for Nashim. The entry is, Bilamdenu, Fatachach Eshtara, Mikan, Paslar, Baseinu, as Nashim Leidus. Because of their propensity to lie, because Sarah lied, that's why Rabaseinu Chazal said women are Pasl. The Lashon of Paslar, Baseinu was somewhat difficult, Pashas, it's Daraisa, but in any event, it's because Fatachach Eshtara. There's another version of the Medrash, Medrash Agada of Aram Tova of Syria, of Aleppo. It says, Mikan Shanashim Kachshani Hasein. They are deniers. They tend to lie. Ufnei Apachad. They lie when they're scared. Lakach Pasal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He takes says HaKadosh Baruch Hu invalidated them. Milhad Eidus, because they lie under pressure, because they're scared. Not maliciously, but they can be cowed. They can be terrified into lying, and they're not as stalwart and resolute as men. So all these, we shown in Medrashim, like the Karban Eida, the Chinuch, the Aruch, the Medrash, all say, not like Rabbi Bar Shalom, that the psul of Eida, the psul of women, Lahaid, is because of Kalas Daitan. Rabbi Chiel Michal Tukachinsky, too, in his Sefer Ha'isha, has a very gendered view of women. He spends a lot of time on the idea of Kalas Hadas. They're flightier, they're not reliable, their dimion controls them. And therefore, he says, that's why we find the Chamesh Nashim. He says certainly is because women are Daitan Kalas, and he says all these various dinim where the Gemara says different examples in Aguna and elsewhere of women not being Namanas. It only applies to women, he says. It would not apply to men. Kol advarim machashadas halalu ena begvarim. Ha'ish kar shalahayed. There's no psul of sinna. He understands that the psul of the Chamesh Nashim is simply a din of sone, which applies to women and not men, like the Karban Eidah, the Chamesh Nashim, etc. There is actually another example in Hilchos Aguna where we find a distinction in some poskim between men and women. The Gemara talks about bidadami, the possibility not of malicious lying, but of someone making something up. They assume someone is dead, so they say he's dead. They say, I saw him die. They didn't really see him, but they assume he's dead, so they're willing to say what they perceive as a white lie, that we saw him die, even though they really didn't, because they're convinced that he's dead. So there is a question in the poskim whether this applies even to two edim. There is a shita of the Rif who entertains the possibility that even two edim, maskana, may say bidadami. Many poskim say, no way, two edim is the gold standard, two edim never say bidadami. But even there, some poskim say that only means two edim ksherim, but two edim psulim don't have the special status of two edim, and they might say bidadami. Other poskim say no, even two edim psulim don't say bidadami. Within that shita, though, there is, based on the Meiri, Rameir Arik, want to say, there's a chiluk between two edim psulim men and two edim psulim of women. Two edim psulim of women, because daitan kalas, they would say bidadami. Masha'en kein, two edim who are men, even though they're pasul, they don't say bidadami. Again, a chiluk that women, because of kalas daitan, they're not maliciously lying, but they're sort of making, maybe saying a technical white lie. They're saying, I saw him die, when they didn't, because bidadami. They assume he's dead, so that transforms in their head to, I saw him die. There's actually a din that the woman herself, the wife herself, the aguna, if she comes in and says he died, normally she's nemenet, but b'shas mulchama, where she assumes he's dead, because if it's not b'shas shalom, b'shas mulchama, she assumes he's dead, maybe she says bidadami. Even, according to the Rambam, even if she says kvartiv, even if she says I actually buried him, there's no bidadami, I buried him, even then we say that may be bidadami. How can it be bidadami if she says he buried him? Many posts can disagree. But in the Rambam, some poskim explain that because she's convinced he's dead, she's willing to say kvartiv. Because again, I know he's dead, so I might as well tell based on kvartiv. Because what's the difference? I know he's dead. And again, Rabbi Chil Michal Tukhashinsky and Haisha says that's only something a woman would do because of kalas hadas. You could learn that according to the Rambam, then a man would do the same thing. But Rabbi Chil Michal Tukhashinsky says that's only a woman, again, because of kalas hadas. One other area where we find the question of kalas hadas or something similar is bedikas chametz. The halacha is a woman is nemenes for bedikas chametz. The Gemara in Psachim says so explicitly, women are nemanas. However, the Bavli in Psachim says they're nemanas because it's drabanan, because bedikas chametz is only a chiyuv drabanan, Chazal believed women. The strong implication is that if it would be daraisa, then women would not be believed. Tosus has questions. We find in other places the examples we mentioned of Nida, of Chalev, women are believed even for deraisas. The Tosus explains, based on the Yerushalmi, that bedikas chametz, because there is great tircha involved, to do a proper bedika involves a lot of serious tircha, that's why women would not be believed if it would be deraisa. Since it's drabanan, they believe women even though there's tircha. The language of the Yerushalmi is that nashim are atelas, they're literally, most people translate it as lazy, vein bodkos kolshu. Their boat goes kolshu, which Tosfos and the Ran and Chulin and most poskim say means they're lazy, they don't do a good job of bedika. They'll say they were bodik when they weren't, Rabbi Chil Michal Tukhashinsky says, or they will be bodik, but not thoroughly, as the language of the Yerushalmi, as most poskim understand it. So therefore, women would not really be believed for bedikas chametz if it would be deraisa. Lamaisa, they are believed because it is only derabbanan. Now, even though lamaisa, they are believed, there are at least two nafkaminas to this understanding that because they're lazy, they don't do a good job. One, the Shulchan Aruch Rav mentions, if you didn't do bittel, why is bedikas chametz drabanan? Because midaraisa, bittel is sufficient. If there was no bittel, it's already after Shah Shishis, there was no bittel, it's too late to do bittel, and the woman says, don't worry, I did a bedika. So now it's a shalav midaraisa. There's no bittel, you're relying on her bedika. Women would not be believed, the Shulchan Aruch Rav paskins. Mishnah Brura just says women are believed because women are believed for bedikas chametz. However, he says mikra din, that's true, But l'chatchila, he says, one should not be somech on a woman. Medina, you can. L'chatchila, nachon, you should not be somech on them. Because, again, because bedika kelchasa is tarach gadol, v'yesh lachush, even though it's drabanan, still, there's a mile in the Mishnah Berurah says, there's a chumra l'chatchila, b'shem l'achranim, to be machmer, not to rely on women. This is, again, the pshat of the Yerushalmi, as understood by Tosus, the Ran, other Yerushalmim, all the achranim, that women, because they're lazy, they don't do a good job of bedika. Now, Lemaisa, this doesn't really jive with what we know of women. We know that women are extremely meticulous in Mechiras, in Chametz, in cleaning for Pesach, much more so than men. And this is not just a modern observation. This point was raised at least 2 centuries ago by the chief rabbi of Aleppo, Rabbi Avraham Antebi. Lulei d'mistafina, he says, b'zman hazeh, neinu roos, d'chamer lo tuva yisr chametz, afilu b'mashu yosr me'anashim. The women go crazy cleaning, he says. Even mashu, harbe tarchos, begufa, mizarzim, they make everyone else clean, he says. What are you talking about, he says. Women are not nemanos. So he suggests that that things have changed. He suggests that people today the women are, even if other isurim, we don't trust them, he says. But bizman hazeh, he says, I guess in time of Chazal, maybe they weren't, but today they've adopted this chumra of achshar dari, they're very meticulous, particularly on chametz. So they're obviously not telos. Maybe they should be nemanos. Lemaisi says lo plug. Maybe they say lo plug. This dechemet goes back and forth. La halacha. Is there any basis for being mekil or not? But I'll call upon him. This is a problem. Taking the Bavli kipshuto, that women, the Yerushalmi kipshuto, the women are telos. This doesn't really seem consistent with what we know of women, at least what they do today, with regard to chametz. I saw a very curious paper, very idiosyncratic idea, by Rabbi Dr. Eliyahu Rachamim Zaini, a Rashiva, heads the Rashiva in Eretz Yisrael. He says, it can't be. He says, we know this is not true. He says that, you know, even someone like me, I'm not a feminist at all. He says, it's just not true. He says, it's against what, like Rabbi Antebi said 200 years earlier, he says, this idea is machish, what we see, what we know, what our ancestors saw. The women are very meticulous in chametz. So he says, it's not shining the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi, as Yerushalmis often are, is somewhat difficult to understand, somewhat cryptic. He says that Tzelos and Bodkus Kolshu doesn't mean because they're lazy they do a half-baked job. On the contrary, he says, a Tzelos means they're slow and careful because they don't have any other tirdas, because they're less busy than men. They have more time and they can focus more on Bedikas Chametz, and Kolshu means they do every single bit. They do Bedika very carefully. Yerushalmi means it's not even a chiddush that women are believed. You don't even have to tell us that. Kolshkin they're believed. They're better than men. That's Pshat of the Yerushalmi. And he doesn't make up this Pshat on his own. He actually brings, there are several Rishonim who learn this way. There's a Meiri who learns this way. The Meiri says that, you know, it's not a chiddush that women are believed, because Atzelos means Osim Lachta B'mason, they do their work methodically, carefully, Einan Trudus B'sak Macher, they don't have any other Terdus. I'm not sure how they can say that. Women who have kids at home certainly do have other Terdus, even if they're not working in the outside the home. Anyway, women don't have less to occupy them, are less busy, and they can focus on Mechiras Chametz. And Kolshu means, B'chol Kochan, with all their might, with all their focus, Yafa Yafa. He says, Yesh Mefarash Mosta Behepach, like Tosus and the Ryan, that it means because they're lazy, they don't do a good job. Ein Devaram Klum, Meiri emphatically insists that Ein Devaram Klum, the Yerushalmi means on the contrary, they do an excellent job, and Ein Devaram Klum of the Shita that says that they're lazy. Rabbeinu Menach also says this. Atzelos means ein lehem davar shein trudos, ein bodkus hakol, kolshu means everything. And it's not even a chiddush, because the bedika is better than men. Rabbi Zini brings the Rav Yah, says the same thing. Pneishen atzelonias in bodkus kolshu, because they're careful, or they have more time, they're bodik even more carefully. Rabbi Zini just insists that this is the ikar pshat of the Gemara. That, of course, is a pella, because the mainstream Rishonim and Achronim don't learn this way, the Balei Tosfos, the Shulchan Acharav, the Mishnah Berurah. All the Achronim have not understood the Yerushalmi this way. They've all understood, like Tosus, that Atzelos means they're lazy and they're not bodek well. But in any event, this is what he wants to learn, and there certainly are Rishonim who learn this way, but it is very much a das yachid. The basic point that bizman hazeh we see the women clearly are bodek very well is made by other Achronim too. People showed me that the Aruch HaShulchan says, Ha'idna, he said, Ha'idna, today he says, Nashim Rabodkos Petov, better than men. So today he says, he just observes that's the case, and the implication is not equal to men or better than men. So he seems to be suggesting that today women would be believed. Same thing in Ramosha Sternbach. Ramosha Sternbach in the Chuvas on Hagar says Bizmanenu Nishtana Hamasav, Yisrael Kedoshim Heim, Nashim Sidkanias, and they scrape everything off the walls, they clean very well before the Bedika, the Tarech, their Tarchos in the mitzvah of Bedikas Chametz, much more than the Din is Mechayev. So what the Ish does today is only a formality, because the woman already has been bodek as much as possible. And that's why, again, he has certain nachminis la'alacha, certain leniencies based on the fact that the women do a very thorough bedika. Hakalpanim, returning to Eidus, there definitely are Rishonim and Achronim who say that Nashim Dayat in Kalas. That is why, based on Sarah, that is why women in general are not Nemanas, because they lie under pressure, Pachdanias, according to one Nesach of the Medrash. And that's why, the Karban Eidus says, that's why the Chamesh Nashim is specific to women, as Rechil Michal Tkachinsky says, because a man, even if he had the same level of hatred, would not lie, because he's not Dayat in Kalas. It's women specifically who have this problem. Other posts can just suggest that men also might lie, except they don't have the same level of hatred. As we'll discuss in the follow-up share, there is discussion. Some posts can say that any sone might be a problem if he had this level of sin. Even a man, they don't seem to think that this din is related to Dayat in Kalas, but there certainly are some Rishonim and Achronim who do say that the din of the Chamesh Nashim, their lack of trustworthiness, is related to Dayat in Kalas.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.